Nevertheless, although Joe insisted he was all right, Mother noticed that he shivered all evening and went to bed very early. When she went for a last goodnight look, he was tossing and mumbling in his sleep. By morning, even Joe himself admitted that he could not get out of bed.
"Oh, Mother,"
he cried, the tears running down his cheeks.
"The team needs me. What shall I do?"
Josie was crying, too.
"Oh, Brother, I'm so sorry. What can I do for you? Shall I go and watch the game, or shall I stay with you?"
"You must go, Josie, and cheer for the boys just as loud as you can. They sometimes say your cheering helps as much as my playing. And take a pencil and paper and write down all the plays so that you can remember and tell me about each one. Just my luck."
"Yes, you had better go," agreed Mother. "But you must hurry to the barber's before the game. Remember, I said you cannot go to Ernestine's party this afternoon unless you have your hair trimmed. Mike knows the way I like it cut.